I got all this and personality too.
Welcome to the Roleplay Tavern.
I'm Demis.
And I'm Dudley.
We'd like to welcome you to our very first episode. To get started with, we are going to tell you a little bit about ourselves. Dudley, you want to start?
Sure. With me, I started roleplaying about 5 years ago on forums. And what we would do there was we would sort of make like a profile or a lore for the specific character we wanted to be. From there, we would start with a thread where we would either control the settings, the environment, and the mood, and who kind of participated, that thing, or we would find a thread and ask the person, the leader, for permission. When we would roleplay there, we would generally just type out in descriptive words our actions and mood and so forth, where we would have other people respond that way, and we could also develop a plot. I also was in drama in theater, and we would roleplay that way, and I also wrote fanfics, but recently I haven't really gotten around to doing it because I've been really busy.
Well, you've done a lot of roleplaying, and so have I. I have been roleplaying for, as far as I know, 8 years. That's me guessing about when I started because I know what grade I was in, or thereabouts, is middle school.
Yeah.
So it was 8 years ago at least. And I did forums, I've done chat rooms, I've done instant messengers, and of course, now I'm doing WoW, which is my first, it's not my first MMO, but it's the first MMO that I'm role-playing in. And of course, that is what this is all about. This whole podcast is all about role-playing in World of Warcraft. And that's basically about us, and now what we want to do is we want to go ahead and do what we're going to normally do during a normal show. And our first section is the Noob 101 section. So if you're just brand new to role-playing and you don't have a clue where to start, well, we've got some tips, suggestions, and ideas of things you do and do not want to do as a new player. And Dudley, what'd you come up with for this week?
Alright, so for this week, I've sort of thought about having to start your character in general with getting the name and that kind of thing up ready. Role-playing is sort of like improvisational acting. And in Warcraft, it's pretty much the same way. And there are different kinds of roleplay in general, such as live action, known as LARP, electronic media, which is where Warcraft is more related to, freeform, and of course, there's many others that I will probably cover in later episodes. Generally, when people start out with roleplaying, they have a lore, which is like a character history. And even though there isn't a part in the game where you can write a brief history about your character, there are mods that you can install to make that possible. At the moment, my favorite mod is called My Roleplay, where you can add a title, surname, description, lore, and a few other added features. Another way is that people would write a lore, they would make a character blog. I myself do both of that, but I find the role-playing mod more easier to access in-game. One problem people have who are just starting with role-playing is that they basically don't know what to put in their lore and that kind of thing, and they'll normally just leave it blank. So I came up with a few ideas to help. Starting off with some of the basics, like where is your character from? Does your character have any recurring mannerisms, such as a nervous habit or a peculiar expression or speech problem? Where is your person's main motivation, such as going for greed or love or finding the treasure top on top of a magical hill or something? What is your character's greatest strength and weakness? Like, are they nervous around women and blurts out less than intelligent comments sometimes? What is your hero's most and least favorite things? Like, if your hero hates spiders and just has to kill them, what's your hero's highest ambition and his greatest love? What is your hero's opinion of his country, like a die-hearted patriot, or somebody who really doesn't care too much? Did you here have any prejudices, such as if you were a horde, undead, and you hate humans? And where did your character's loyalties lie, such as he serves a noble family and a spouse? And also, is your hero in love or married or betrothed, or does he have to fulfill a quest to get money before marriage? Also, what's your hero's family like? So those are just a little bit of the things you can include. Also, by writing a lore, it generally makes how you play your character a lot easier by basing how they interact with what their background is. One thing is that very important for people to know is that your story is your own story, and you play your characters how you want. So don't be a part of the character cliche. What I've noticed, for instance, is that with Blood Elves, people will generally roleplay them as conceited and high and mighty and very full of themselves, which is in a way how Blizzard intended that to be. But with the glory of roleplay, you can be the one that stands out.
And see, that's where I come in. So, I have a Blood Elf, and I'm the same way. I hate all the people that are like, you know, I'm not going to quest with you because you're a Torn and I'm a Blood Elf and I'm above you. I don't like that. And you don't want to be too much of a sore thumb either, but you want to find your very own medium. Who are you? What are you? What is your personality?
Yes, and the whole Torn and the burger and steak jokes, they're very fun at first, but the poor Torn, they kind of get a little uptight.
And they do get old really quickly, that kind of stuff, and always hearing somebody who's sitting there, I'm higher and mightier than you. I am higher and mightier than you. It gets really old really quick. So know that you can vary it. You don't have to play exactly what Blizzard intended it to be. Like, the undead are supposed to hate humans, but you could be an undead who hasn't chosen to be undead, who wishes they were still human. You know, there's all kinds of stuff where you don't have to go exactly with the lore.
Yes, or be like, oh yes, we are the most superior race of all of Azeroth, tra-la-la-la, and that kind of thing. Because, sure, that's about how everybody else roleplays as, and you want to kind of distinguish yourself and make yourself more known for how you are.
Yeah, you really do. And that's what makes the game fun, is all kinds of different characters getting together. And like on the Blackwater Raider server, where I have my alliance side, we do fishing trips where we all get together, and the dwarves, you know, they like their ale, so the dwarves of our guilds come in and they bring ale, and we mix and match, and we have all kinds of different characters, and because we've not all stuck to the lore, we have very different personalities, and we go on fishing trips and, you know, meet each other and learn about each other and develop our characters that way.
And also, so, like, instead of saying the more conceited Blood Elf, you could be the one who's more quiet and lonesome and really just wants to go out and help people in life, and not be the one who's, I need this and that and I am so much better than everybody else. Or say if you were a Night Elf, you couldn't be the one who's not really into nature and let's go plant a tree or something, and you can be the one who's more opposes their race because of how they're all intact with nature, and you're the one who really just wants to destroy it. So kind of be the dark one in the whole race. Which is also what's great about the role.
Exactly. And that brings me to our main topic of the week. Once you develop your history, there is one other key thing that you have to do before you make a character, which is name your character. Your name tells a lot about your character, but it also tells a lot about you. You don't want to have something like Pwned as your character's name, because it just doesn't fit. You need something that's medieval or fantasy, something fun, something not generic. It can be Old English, but it needs to be a real name, a character name, something that you could name an actual person or someone in a book. You don't want it to be, you know, your mother or some of those really weird ones that you get, especially on the PvP servers, because that's not what this is about. And people aren't going to want to roleplay with you if you have those kind of names.
I know with me, if somebody had, like, I eat cookies or something bizarre like that, I wouldn't want to roleplay with them just because saying their name really does take the seriousness out of the whole thing. Not saying that I'm a hardcore roleplayer, per se, but just having some kind of a little foolish, childish name like that, people aren't going to want to take you seriously when they're roleplaying. As well as
exactly.
The game in general.
Now, Blizzard has set their own rules about this, too. What a lot of people don't know is when you're on a roleplay server, you also have extra terms of agreement that you've agreed to. Now, I'll post a link to it, but they actually have it posted on their website, where there are certain rules that you should follow when you're role-playing on a role-play server. And one of the big articles on there is about naming. You can get banned for having a name like Pwned. I've seen several people, they've only been on for 5 minutes, but somebody reported that name, and voila, they're gone. They do not like those kinds of names existing on the roleplay servers, because the people who are on the roleplay servers are there generally to roleplay, and you take away from their experience.
Now, playing on a roleplay server, per se, when I first started Warcraft, I was on a PvP server. So, moving from a PvP server to a roleplay server, it was a little bit of a change for me, partly because of how it's in a game where you're interacting with people, like, within a game setting. But roleplaying doesn't have to be for the really experienced kind of people. I know in the guild I'm in, for instance, we have a lot of new people coming in who are just now experiencing roleplaying for the first time.
And if you are new to roleplaying, one of the things you want to do is, you do want to get into a guild. But don't be scared to put yourself out there. Go into guild chat. Roleplay in guild chat if that's what that guild does. Roleplay with some of the other characters. Whisper them. Ask them what points you can improve on. But 9 times out of 10, no one's going to put you down for trying to roleplay. They're going to put you down only if you're being purposely stupid. If you're trying, honest to God, and you just, you know, you're trying to develop this character, trying to figure it out, they're going to be nice. They're going to help you figure out who you are, who your character is, and how to roleplay to the best of your ability.
And a lot of people will give you, you know, kindly little reminders or notes. And if you need help from somebody or a question, they will be more than welcome to help you, because they also want everybody to more get into the roleplaying spirit so that gameplay can be a lot more fun.
Yeah. And, you know, you want to have fun with this. This is not, you know, a serious thing. Some people are serious about it, but they are serious about it because they're having fun doing it, which is the important thing about all of this, is that you're having fun.
And also, don't be so stressed out on how people are using these big words or sounding very more medieval times, because, like, with the trolls I know, a lot of them try talking more very Jamaican-like, or the Tauren, they try to sound all noble, or even the orcs, they'll use short sentences and not speak very precise because of how their race is. So you don't have to always sound so old English.
Right, and that is a big mistake that new role players make, is thinking that you have to talk in Shakespearean, when in reality you don't. Most people don't. I don't. I can't do it. I've tried it. I'm so bad at it. So I go with characters that I don't have to do that with. If you're a human, a lot of humans speak that way, but a lot of humans also don't. They use slang. It all depends on who your character is, what their history is, and the way you want to play it. That's basically what it comes down to in role-playing, is what do you want?
And also with the history part, I really do enjoy going around on my role-playing server and read what people have typed into their mods or their blogs, because I think if it's a really well-thought-out one, it's a lot of fun to read. Like, there's a hunter, and he sort of made a lore about how he met his pet, how he got washed up on the beach one day, and he lost his memory. And this, I guess, tiger or wolf or something came up to him, and he kind of just asked, oh, well, what are you doing here? And from that, he kind of randomly yelled out a name, and that turned out being his pet's name. And from there, they've kind of been traveling through Azeroth trying to figure out what his memory is. So also, that kind of a story, it wasn't a very long one at that, but it was still very entertaining to read. And it was a hunter, so it kind of brings in the little hunter feel of the thing.
Right, and choosing not only your race, but your class will change who you are. Paladins are known for being holy and good. Warlocks are known for being demonic because they summon demons and being on the dark side of things. But you can also change that around some. Mages, you know, you've got your magic. You can have good magic, you can have bad magic, you can be a witch, you can be anything you want to be. It's so diverse, and that's what's really great about role-playing, is you can really role-play and be who you want to be within the game.
And I know with on my mage, because I play a Blood Elf mage, I've been working on kind of the lore of her story. Her name is Dudley, which is, once again, but I've kind of made it where that her name wasn't originally Dudley. She had this different name. And that, because also Blood Elves have kind of gone through this magical corruption thing, that Her mother was killed when she was younger, and her father forbid her to use magic. But because of their wanting and longing for magic so much, that she went ahead and met this guy who helped her regain her magic. And from then, she went away and then ended up killing her father to get power. So that kind of thing. And it really does amplify how she behaves now.
Right, exactly. Which is why history is a very important thing. And your name. And I want to get back to the name really quick, mostly because I just now remembered a point because I'm kind of out there tonight. Getting back to the whole name thing, one of the other things you can do, if you can't come up with a name, is hit the randomize button. Yes, sometimes it's hard to find a name that's not already taken on that server, but sometimes you can take two names that you like, combine them, and come up with one completely original name that sounds perfectly fine for a roleplay server. Also, if you go to Google and you just Google some name generator, or you can even go to like babynames.com and stuff like that, and you can find tons and tons of names that are actual names from fantasy, medieval, and all that kind of stuff that works really well, and you don't have to be the least bit creative. So don't think you have to be creative to be a role player, because you really don't.
I know with my character, my first one is a Night Elf Priest, and it's on a PvP server, but what I did was I took two Japanese words and combined it at I, which means love, and Yume, which means dream. I came up with Ayumi. With Dudley, I tried, because in my blog, a lot of her name is puns and that sort of thing, and so I spelled Dudley with an L-E-I at the end to make it sound more feminine. But with that, I looked on the armory. I wasn't the only Dudley, but it's still a very unique name to come up
with.
Right,
and you shouldn't worry about if other people have your name. As long as nobody else has it on your server, it doesn't matter, because it's not like you're going to be running around. And, you know, even in the real world, we have tons of people with the same name. So even if someone does have a name or a name close to yours, don't worry about it. Don't fret about it. Just have fun with it. That's pretty much it for our main topic. Anything else you want to add, Dudley?
Not really.
Okay.
This week.
last but not least, we are going to do lore. One of the most important things is knowing and understanding your race and or your class. So right now I'm going to do the Draenei race because everybody's rolling Draenei with the new expansion. So I went and researched a little bit about them. Okay, well, I researched a lot about them. Basically, this is how the Draenei came to be. They are outcasts of a race that is just like them, and I'm not going to try to pronounce it because I do not know how to pronounce it. And every time I try, it gets worse and worse. But basically, Draenei means outcast. So they are the outcast of the race and have become their own race. They made their own keep, and they're living in this place by themselves, and they're doing well until the Blood Elves attack. The Blood Elves were trying to take over their keep, so they all fled to one wing of the keep that had an engine in it to try to move and get away from the Blood Elves. What they didn't know is that the engine had been sabotaged. So, that wing, also known as the Exodar, ended up in Azeroth, landing on a chain of islands, which is where the Draenei starting place is. Now, this ship or wing has crashed and left Draenei scattered everywhere. So in the starting area, you'll notice you have to go heal some other Draenei, some injured Draenei, which is really great to add into your storyline. You know, with Demis, she's here, let me help you back to the ship, let me help you heal. And of course, as a Draenei, you get the gift of Naru, which is a racial ability which lets you heal people. So, you know, you're going through and I'm like, here, let me heal you, let me get you well enough to get you back to the ship, which is a great way to start. That's how I started role-playing my character. I didn't know what I wanted my character to be. So I started there and kept building on that. So they are really their own race, and they've crashed into Azeroth, and they've let the Night Elves know, and they've let the rest of the Alliance know, you know, we're the Draenei, we're not the other guys, and we've crashed here on accident, and, you know, there's all the Horde coming at us, and the Blood Elves are attacking us. Can we ally with you? So now they have joined the Alliance in the fight against the Blood Elves.
And there's also this thing with Draenei where people have the saying where they're pretty much Night Elves repainted, because they think they're all environmentalists, and I guess how some of their quests are, it's similar to the Night Elves. But the Draenei, even though they look kind of like aliens, they're very different in a lot of different ways as well. And playing a Draenei later on has a different game experience to just playing a Night Elf.
Yeah, it really is. It's very different than a Night Elf. And Another thing to know is their cultural characteristics. They're centered around two things, the holy light of creation and magic. They love their magic and they love the holy light. So it's a little bit of a mix between a paladin and a mage, if you want to think of it in that terms. And they have their own language, which is Draenei. So they're called the Draenei, and that is also their language. And that can play a very big part if you choose it to. Now, they also have a couple of different racial abilities. One, like I said before, was the Gift of Nehru, which is a healing spell, which also has a 3-minute cooldown. You also have Heroic Pressing, which increases chance to hit by 1% for all of your party members within 30 yards if you're a warrior, paladin, or a hunter. You can get Inspiring Presence, which increases your chance to hit spells by 1% for all your party members within 30 yards if you're a priest, a mage, or a shaman. All of these also get Gem Cunning. You get a 5-point skill bonus for jewel crafting. And then you get Shadow Resistance. We all get Shadow Resistance increased by 10. The Draenei Priest also received the racial ability Symbol of Hope and Fear Ward. So by being a Draenei, you get a couple of really cool racial abilities, some passive, some which are actual spells. They've got a cool history that's really, really built into the starting area quest. If you read the quest, I mean, you meet the Night Elves where you're saying, oh, no, we're Draenei, we're not the other guys. And the lore is really built into their quests, which makes it really easy to play a Draenei. It's very nicely done.
And you said also that Draenei have this magical kind of a addiction, yes, too, right? So in a way, they kind of mesh with the Blood Elves, of how the Blood Elves withdrew their mana from the Sunwell. So they both kind of have that magical addiction, which you can also put into play when you're roleplaying.
Right, which is always a great idea. And, you know, you can just take one little aspect and blow it up and make it a big part of your character, make it their quirk, their little thing. You know, you don't have to make every little thing stand out.
And also, when you're playing a Draenei, they're more allies with the Alliance, but also they could also have this longing to maybe want to be like somebody else, or feel kind of sad that they're the outcast.
Right,
well.
And everybody thinks that as playing a Draenei that you have to be peaceful and flower picking, and that is not the Draenei. If you listen to the introduction when you start that character, if you go and you look up their lore, if you read the quest, they're not flower pickers whatsoever. They are warriors who have broken off from this clan and have become their own. They've been attacked by Blood Elves, they've survived this horrible ordeal, and now they have the majority of them dead, and they need your help to build up stronger, and you have to stick together. So everybody thinks they're Night Elves because they're very pretty, their area is very pretty, but they're really not herb pickers like everybody seems to think they are.
They're like survivors from this fatal crash in a way, so they're very heroic in a way,
right,
as well.
And that is pretty much all I had to say. Anything else, Deadly?
We should mention the
ways to get a hold of us.
That and the roleplay craft.
Oh,
craft.
Thank you for reminding me. Witch Doctor, who is on Earthen Ring, is a great role player, and he has started a roleplay blog, rolecraft.wordpress.com. You should definitely check it out. He answers the question, what is roleplay? He talks about the beginnings of roleplay, the different mods, different podcasts, and what episodes have mentioned role playing and all that kind of stuff. It's really great. He does a really wonderful job. He's a wonderful writer, and we hope to at some point get him on the show.
Yes, he's like the master troll. He is pretty much a full-time role player. His accent is amazing. It's very close to a Jamaican person as well. And a lot of the other people in our guild have kind of picked up his influence.
Right.
With trolls.
So we want to let you know about him, and now we want to let you also know how you can get a hold of us. We have our blog where you can check out the show notes and what's new with us at rptavern.blogspot.com. And then we also have the email, which is, again, rptavern@gmail.com. And last but not least, at least I think it's last, is Skype. If you have Skype, if you want to call in to us, you can call in to RP Tavern is our username on Skype and leave us a voicemail. We've got it set up so that no one has to be there. It's always up and running. All you have to do is leave us a message. If you keep it pretty short, we'll try to play it on the air. We'd love to hear comments and feedback and such.
And also on our role-playing site, which is the, what's it called? Our blog. There's also links to me and Lauren's character blog on there as well. So you can always
check out our character blogs, which is, if you want to start a character blog to help get your history going, it's a really good, some examples. I've got a couple of other things up there. I've got links to The Instanced, a couple other podcasts, The Elfendorf, and I've got links to the Rollcraft blog. And any links that we talk about in the show will also be posted in the blog.
And I know on mine for a fact that I have maybe 10 or so of my other guildmates' character blogs as well, if you want to look up those for an example of what to put on there.
And I guess that's it. So I'll see you guys next week.
See you guys.
I'm Demi.
And this is Dudley signing off.
See ya.